Coming up on KSCP News, high-level investigators will look into a lost crabber, and demonstrations are unfolding across the state, including in Alaska. Stay tuned. Good afternoon. You're listening to KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams with some local news on Monday, February 27th, 2017. The U.S. Coast Guard has called on its most rigorous investigators after the crabbing vessel and its six crew members went missing in the Bering Sea earlier this month. A three-day search revealed no sign of the fishing vessel, the destination, apart from a floating triangle of debris. That's why the Coast Guard has convened the Marine Board of Investigation.
The Marine Board of Investigation is essentially the highest level investigation that the Coast Guard gets into without there being a criminal element to it.
Petty Officer Sean Eggert says the board will be assembled by officials at Coast Guard headquarters in Washington, D.C. After collecting and reviewing evidence, the board will rule on what caused the accident and whether misconduct or negligence played a role. The National Transportation Safety Board is also investigating the vessel's disappearance, which ranks as Alaska's deadliest commercial fishing accident in nearly a decade. A month after the Women's March, un-Alaska activists were back at it again yesterday, rallying for human rights. About 30 people turned out for the demonstration, which was led by a new organization on the island.
All right, well, so thanks again, everybody, for coming today. Hopefully...
Outside City Hall, Amy Perev-Surin has gathered a group of un-Alaskans. Most are clutching protest signs in one hand and circulating petitions with the other.
We are calling ourselves ACT, which stands for Alaskans for Compassion and Truth.
Perev-Surin says the organization came together about a month ago, growing out of conversations between concerned friends.
We're concerned about un-Alaskans maintaining their health care. We're also, you know, concerned about women's rights and the LGBTQ community. We're also worried about the environment, climate change. I mean, it's a long list, and so we're trying to sort of take it one step at a time, I guess.
Today, that means marching from City Hall and the clinic to USAFE, the courthouse, and the school.
Obviously not to protest those places, but to take photographs that we can send to our legislators to show that these are places where we want to be protected.
Okay, this is an open letter to Alaska's elected representatives. And this comes.
That's Shauna Rudio reading from one of the petitions passed around at the rally.
We in Un-Alaska are a diverse group of people comprised of many different beliefs, ethnicities, identities, and countries of origin. From Anungan people to immigrants, we live peacefully together in Western Alaska.
To keep the peace in communities around the country, Rudio says Alaska must take a stand against divisive policies instated by the Trump administration.
I'm here to respectfully ask our state senators, Senator Murkowski, Senator Sullivan, and Don Young, to please stand up and take some, you know, responsibility, take some leadership positions. I don't think it's too melodramatic to say democracy is at stake right now.
While ACT sends that message to Juneau and Washington, Susie Golodoff says the group is also making a statement to the island's diverse community.
We want to stick up for that. We want to preserve that. We don't want our friends and families and neighbors and coworkers to be frightened or chased off into the shadows. I mean, we love our diversity. It kind of makes us strong. It makes it an interesting place to live. It makes it fun. It makes it healthy.
Goldoff says un-Alaskans who'd like to get involved in ACT or learn more about the group should check out their Facebook page, Alaskans for Compassion and Truth. Meanwhile, Alaskans across the state are also asking Senators Dan Sullivan and Lisa Murkowski to hold town hall meetings where they can express opposition to policies pursued by President Donald Trump. They're joining a national effort by Trump opponents who want Congress to act as a check on the president. APRN's Andrew Kitchiman has the story.
You work for us! You work for us! You work for us! You work for us! You work for us!
Roughly 60 protesters gathered across 4th Street from the Capitol Friday.
Town hall!
Town hall!
Protester Alicia Hugh Scandese of Juneau says she's disappointed that Sullivan and Murkowski didn't have meetings in Juneau that were open to the public without charge.
My ultimate aim would be to get them to agree to a town hall meeting.
Protesters across the country have been attending public meetings held by members of Congress. They've criticized President Trump's cabinet picks, and they've demanded that Congress maintain the health coverage guarantees in the Affordable Care Act. Sullivan says he holds meetings with stakeholder groups on specific issues like health care, and he recently spoke at a public meeting held by the Board of Game. He says his public outreach is aggressive.
I met with the Alaska Legal Services yesterday and the Domestic Violence Coalition. That was open to the public.
But Sullivan is skeptical of holding town halls in the wake of national protests.
If you're invited to a town hall for the sole purpose of being shouted down and shouted at, A, it's not a good use of anyone's time. You don't get constructive engagement, which is what's really important. And I think it's disrespectful to the Alaskans that I've seen by the hundreds who do want to have constructive dialogue.
Juneau resident Hugh Scandy says that meeting with stakeholder groups doesn't amount to public access, and she says Sullivan must be open to negative responses.
As a public servant, you don't get to make that choice. You need to be available to your constituents, and if your constituents are responding negatively, that's feedback for you that you need to hear.
Murkowski says she's puzzled by suggestions that she doesn't meet with enough Alaskans. If a member of the public wants to meet Murkowski during a recess, she suggests calling one of her offices to find out when she'll next be at a public event. If they'd called one of her offices recently, she expects her staff would have advised them to go to the Symphony of Seafood at Centennial Hall, which she said was free and open to the public.
Probably 300 people gathered there, a mix of everybody from locals to out-of-towners, to fishermen, to bankers, to moms. And everybody there is able to come up and talk to me.
Murkowski said she has held town halls sporadically in the past on specific topics. When she's in a village, there's usually an open community meeting.
Everybody, you know, we've got a little potluck going on. We don't call it a town hall. It's just more like a, hey, Lisa's in town. We're going to be talking about things that are going on in our community. So I do those all the time. I just don't call them a, quote, town hall.
Chris Ann Rice of Sitka is newly retired and new to this type of activism. She's been trying for weeks to get a town hall in Sitka. She began calling Murkowski's office a few weeks ago and spoke with staff members, but nothing is scheduled.
I'm having a very, very hard time understanding.